thought?
Well, actually, Senator, I think the very fact that there is this very major set of discussions that are involved in the international financial arena is leading us in that direction. Because remember, we all are groping as to what the appropriate balances are because we're dealing with something we have never seen before. We have never seen the extent of a dispersion of current account balances worldwide with the implicit very large capital flows that we are observing. We have never observed it. We have never experienced this before. We are learning how it is working, and I think as a consequence of that, we're gradually approaching the point of addressing the types of issues as you place them. There is no crisis at this particular stage. There
no,
are
we're
problems.
Trying to avoid one.
There are, yeah,
we're
but
trying
the,
to avoid one.
And if, look, if there's a crisis, we'll all get together and solve it, or hopefully solve it. But that's what we're trying to avoid. And one of the ways you avoid it is not introducing types of actions which are actions based on frustration, which don't address the real serious problem.
I might, Mr. Chairman, though, it just seems to me that we run the risk of too many of these of decision-makers trying to address some of these subjects in private. It's legislation, whether it's Senator Schumer or whoever it is, it's proposals by the administration, it's getting this a lot more out in the open. Because I firmly believe the more it's in the open, the more we're going to have a better solution. And I firmly believe that the administration's not doing enough yet out in the open and bringing more people in, bringing the Congress in on an honest basis. Because we risk a real peril here if we don't.
Senator, let me just respond briefly here. The United States is playing a crucial role here in bringing the global community together on this fundamental issue of the global adjustment process. It was the United States that led the G7, as the chairman was suggesting, to lay out a framework to deal with it, a framework that calls on us to do some things, calls on Europe to do some things in Japan, calls on China to do some things. That framework, Senator, is the framework that is now widely accepted at the IMF, at the World Bank, at the Asia Development Bank, at APEC, at the Eurozone. I was in Europe last week talking with European leaders. That's their framework. It's our framework. I agree with the chairman. There is a conceptual framework we're all working with here now, and it's working. And the IMF is taking a lead in its macroeconomic surveillance capacity for the global economy to look at Asia and the adjustment process that are required in Asia and carrying on continuing dialogue with leaders in Asia, finance ministers, central bank governors, and country leaders. So, Senator, there is an awful lot going on here.
I don't
believe it. The world together.
The Secretary, that's words. I'm sorry. IMF is more of a monitoring agency. It doesn't really do much. I don't see much. And look at how much China is intervening, buying our securities, current account debt's getting so larger. I mean, there's just so much going on here, which is really, really risky. And I don't sense the gravity. The administration senses the gravity of the situation. Administration doesn't show the sense of the gravity of the situation here. It's a lot of words, a lot of talk, and I just urge you and the others to step up.
Well, thank you. And you wouldn't be surprised if I disagree with your assessment.
Senator Kerry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I apologize for being late. We had the Iraqi Prime Minister, but I'm glad I'm here, and I want to pick up on where Senator Baucus just left off. You disagree, Mr. Secretary, but the record since we've become engaged in a very significant way with China and other countries, and a number of us have been part of that journey here in the Congress the whole time in the early 90s, is one of this problem getting worse and worse and worse. Just yesterday, there was an article about how the United States presented the Chinese in May with a list of modest proposals to curtail intellectual property violations. The Chinese rejected the proposal outright. The administration responded not by pressing the Chinese, but by telling the U.S. companies to go file lawsuits in Chinese courts to defend their rights. So the question is, are we powerless to stand up for American companies that are losing $24 to $25 billion a year? You can walk around the embassy in China one block away and you can go buy counterfeit discs right around from our embassy. This is, I mean, it's a joke, except that it's got serious consequences. We've been talking about currency manipulation for several years here. Intellectual property has gotten worse and worse and worse in terms of the stealing from American companies and the disrespect for the law, which they said they'd agree to. So are we powerless, or are you oblivious, or is it a combination of the two?
Senator, you missed the earlier discussion on a variety of these issues.
Well, I heard that the chairman said that we could use the WTO, and you said that the JCCT and other things are working. I'm confronting it. I don't think it is working.
Well, they're not working to our satisfaction.
So how do we get satisfaction?
Well, I think by continuing to take the message to the Chinese on what U.S. policy is and what we expect of them, that's a starting place.
What is U.S. policy?
Well, U.S. policy is that our trading partners live by the rules.
But they're not. So what is our policy?
Well, that's a matter of enforcement, Senator.
Well, what is the enforcement? Where is it?
The enforcement is both in private and public sector activities.
What's the public sector enforcement?
Well, the new trade rep of the United States, Congressman Portman, has indicated he is doing a bottom-to-top and top-to-bottom review of just what options are available to us.
You mean in the last 4 years you haven't looked at those options?
Well, he's doing a new review of the options.
I see. So a new review is our enforcement.
Well, new review hardly qualifies as enforcement. New review is the basis for determining what enforcement actions to take.
And you don't know over the last 4.5 years what they are?
I don't know what the new actions will be.
Well, what are the actions we've taken?
Well, we've look at the textual actions that have been taken here just a few days ago. Look at the safeguards in other areas. Senator, the question here is what course we want to stay on. Do we want to stay on a course that basically embraces a rule-based trade, or do we want to impose protectionism? I don't think we want to impose protectionism.
Of course we don't. Yeah. No, nobody here suggested protectionism. We suggested standing up for the rules. The WTO, with respect to currency manipulation, how long have we talked about currency manipulation? Do you believe it's taking place?
Senator, we believe that the currency is pegged. It should move to flexibility. Yes.
Well, I know you've gone over this somewhat so far, but I must say to you, I reemphasize what the ranking member has said, that I think there's just a deep frustration, and our companies are turning to us. You know, we got a lot of them in Massachusetts. We got them all over the country, California, elsewhere, and they're falling behind because we're not standing up and enforcing, and a lot of people are asking why.